The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson, our new Facebook page, MJ Radio Host. Not so new, but you can get us out there, MJ Radio Host on Facebook. Go out there and click and like us. Our Facebook group page for the ladies out there, the women out there, the young ladies out there, On the Edge Women in Business. We have a page out there for you to post your products, services, events, motivation, frustrations, inspiration, political views. You know, it's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known and share out there with that group, and maybe you'll make some connections and build some relationships out there. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments. I always like to thank our listeners each week for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard, the team and I, to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your business and faith in your professional development and small business and ministry growth. Today, I have a returning guest. And there's so much that we need to do to make sure that we create the right type of environment, the right type of ecosystem, the right type of personal world, professional world, business world, faith-based world, Christian world, so we can complete our assignment on this planet. And so I have asked Frank Kinsella to come back. He is our real estate broker here in the Bay Area, just a pillar. And I want you to learn a little bit more about him and why it is important. You know, when I was buying my first home, I was really sensitive about who I worked with. And as a woman of God, as a woman of faith, I really was interested in working with someone who knew God, you know, because with our faith, you know, we begin to believe God for certain things, and maybe sometimes those things typically are out of our reach. That's why we're believing God for something. If we can do it ourselves, we are not having to access our faith in order to do something. Like, I don't access my faith to turn on my car. I pretty much figure it's going to turn on. But there's things that are in our lives that we have to access our faith. And when my husband and I were buying our first home, I was accessing all kinds of faith and wanting to work with the right person. So Frank Kinsella, thank you so much for coming on the show again, FCC Realty Group and Bay Area Broker, stellar pillar in the community. And I'm going to share a little bit about that. I'm going to toot your horn for you today. You don't have to do it. And he's pretty modest, so that's why I'm going to do it for him. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me back, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here. So thank you.
Absolutely. Frank, we're getting ready to launch an article about you, a featured article in the San Jose Women's Business Examiner, and I write that particular column for the online post or the online examiner. And we had some very deep conversation, I would say, and I said, you know, our listeners need to hear this stuff. You know, so walk us through really your processes without giving out all your intellectual property. When you're walking someone through, let's say, buying a house, let's start there because it having your world intact when you're working and when you're, whether you're an employee, whether you're a business owner, you want your personal world to be intact. And you had some very good things that you shared that can make that process a little bit more, less stressful.
Well, it's purchasing a home, it is one of those most important things that you will be doing. Like I said, when you purchase your first home, you have to access your faith and go through certain steps. I try to make it as simple as possible for the people that I work with. On my first consultation, I try to understand their needs. And starting from that, I see what their needs would be. And then as we can call it a little bit of homework, I have a package that I give to both the husband and the wife if it's a married couple. If it's a single person, I still give them the package. But if it's married, I give each one of them a package of questions that will trigger their mind on what's really important to them. So one of the things is that they will do, and I try to get them to do a separate first before they come together to see what's really important to both of them. And as they start going through the little questionnaire, basically they start seeing what's really important to them. Then when they're both completed, I try to put them together to see what's unique about their needs. If there's a young couple, for example, they haven't started a family yet, what would they need? What their plans are in the next 5 years? Is to have children, not have children in the next 5 years, 10 years? And then you just go through a little process of what's important to you now and what your vision is for the next 5 years, 10 years. And then you go from there to see, do they need a three-bedroom home? Do they need a four-bedroom home? Will they have an office in their home? Because a lot of us nowadays work out of our home. So do you need the extra room for an office? Are you will have children? So when you have children, is schools very important to you?
Right.
So you want to have all those conversations prior to start going and looking at homes to see what you really important to you, not what's important to me, because that's not who's going to be living there, but it's what's important to you and your family. And as you go through this little process, you really realize what's really important to you, and you take the step by step on what you got to do.
Right. And I think you're so right. When one of the things that I was looking at when we were purchasing the home, we did a lot of what you're saying in terms of my husband and I deciding on what we really wanted. We really kind of thought that through. And one of the things that I had to have was an office space for my media equipment. I also, for those of you that don't know it, I produce and direct and have been working in the Bay Area and in television and faith-based television as well. And so that was a have to have. And I really wanted a loft, you know, maybe a business, maybe a loft that had a office space or, you know, something to that effect. So it's important to have these balances so that way you can have that nice, peaceful home environment.
Well, it is peaceful because if we fulfill your needs, your requirements, then we have done our job.
Right.
We need to listen to see what is really important to you. And like I said, you have a family, so what was important to you and your husband?
Mm-hmm.
Those needs to come together and say our top five priorities.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have the room for the loft, for the business. We have to have good schools for our children or child, if it's only one, and safety.
Right, absolutely.
So you have to look at all those components and say, okay, really, this is our priorities, what we need for our home. And let's look at those neighborhoods, those homes that qualify for this criteria.
Right, that's right.
And that's the beginning of looking for your home, besides to see what you qualify for.
Right. Frank is absolutely fantastic. We're going to go to a break here in just a moment. But I do want to say that you are a deacon also in your church. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. Destiny Christian Fellowship.
There you go. Plug for the church. I'm not mad. Let's go to a break. AM 1100 KFAX. Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. This is our Bridging the Gap Between Business and Faith. And as you know, we have Frank Cancilla in the studio with us today. And he is the owner, founder and owner of FCC Realty Group. And he is, Frankie, just a pillar. He is a pillar in the community. He has won several community awards, recipient. He's a Citizen of the Year award. He has been recognized by San Jose former Mayor Chuck Reed at the State of the City Address in 2013, recipient of the Heroes Award, in fact, for 2015 with Assemblymember Canson Chu, the District 4 Heroes Award in San Jose a couple of years back as well. But you're a great example of a great businessman for God out in the community working. You know, we talk about kings and priests in our churches, and we don't often bring the kings into the studio. We bring the priests into the studio, into our faith base, in our Christian shows, and we don't really get to talk to the priests or the kings. We talk to the priests all the time. So we're going to talk a little bit about the kings, because you're also a Small Business Development Center business advisor. So there's a lot going on with you. And so in this segment, I want to talk a little bit about just the basics and fundamentals of starting your business, working your business, things that you might not really understand or know about in the state of California. For example, when you start your business, you know, you have to decide on what type of business structure you want. You want either a sole proprietorship, a general partnership, a LLC, LLP, C corporation or S corporation, and you might say, or a nonprofit for the faith-based community.
Often that's all those available.
Do nonprofits. And you know what, Frank, what I find is that because people feel like they're a Christian, they should set up a nonprofit, but that's not necessary. True that they need to set up nonprofits. They really have to think about what type of business do they want to set up. And so so you have to think about those requirements and then decide. And be careful not to spend a lot of money with LegalZoom and places like that charge you way more than what you really need to spend when you're setting up your business. If you want to understand how to set up your business and need that support, you can contact Frank at SBDC. Frank, let's give out your phone number here.
My phone number is 408-821-1291.
And I'm going to repeat that phone number for you here, 408-821-1291. And the reason I share this is that your primary job is your real estate broker. And I would encourage you, if you're doing something with your home, whether you're selling it or buying it, and you need someone who knows God, who can help you walk through the processes that are important to you, not just what you need in a home and getting those things right, but what you need from a faith-based perspective, so that way you can move forward in your careers and in your jobs and be in the place that is really for you, that God has given you with regards to buying or selling your home. And I was just talking to Frank on the break, and I asked him, I said, you know, do you pray with your customers if they want you to pray with them? And he says, absolutely. And where do you get that in Silicon Valley?
Not too many places. Not too many brokers will stand there and pray with you if it is necessary. I do it all the time. If it's people request it, I do it on my own, mm-hmm. because I want to make sure that the home that I am selling, if I'm selling or representing the buyer, I get the home that they really need, that they're going to be happy with. Through the whole process, I'm always praying to God to guide me, especially to sure. make sure that I do the right thing for the clients, that they, if they're buying their home, it's a big step that they're doing. So I want to make sure that they are comfortable, that's their home that's supposed to be for them. And that's what I pray for, that the home that we are choosing is the right one for them. Sure. That's what God wants them to have.
Amen.
So that's what I do.
Amen. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. And so, and so in this world of doing business, for example, that's the kingly business that Frank is doing. And so if you're thinking about setting up a business, or if you just set it up, you're not really sure what to do, there's some things to look at that's important. Again, the structure. Now, I talked about some basic structure, but the state of California has two structures that most states do not have. And I think that there's three to four states throughout the United States that actually has these new structures as of January 1st, 2012. And that's the Flexible Purpose Corporation, and that's the Benefit Corporation. So say you're like, well, I kind of have some social entrepreneurship, you know, and social entrepreneurship being like nonprofits and corporations or companies that give back or are working with the community or the public. And so maybe you're kind of like, I do some of that and I do some stuff that's for profit. Well, then you want to look at these specific structures, especially the Flexible Purpose Corporation. And so the Flexible Corporation is, and I'm gonna kind of read this little segment for you from the Secretary of State. And so this is as of January 1st, 2012, there are two new subtypes of stock corporations in California, a Flexible Purpose Corporation and a Benefit Corporation. The new corporation subtypes allow entrepreneurs and investors to organize stock corporations that can pursue both economic and social objectives, because we're finding more for-profit organizations want to give back. And this allows you to give back within your organization. The new stock corporation subtypes differ from traditional for-profit corporations that are organized to pursue profit and nonprofit corporations that must be used solely to promote social benefits. And so that's why we call them social entrepreneurs. And we see the churches and community centers and things like that that are there to benefit the community in its social efforts. And so those are a couple of different, and the filing fee is really, really inexpensive. It's $100 to file. So that's not, you know, that's not bad at all. And again, you know, watch out for, you know, LegalZoom is great if you just absolutely don't want to do the work. But if you want to do the work, you can really get your business set up depending on which structure you're choosing. You could be in business as soon as getting up in the morning, getting to all of the county, city, and offices and organizations that you need to get your filing paperwork or your applications in. You could be in business as early as the same day.
In most cases, you can.
Right. If it's a sole proprietorship, you're in business same day.
Pull a DBA if you want to have a fictitious name, and you can start that day.
That's right. You can be in business that day. And so what's important is when you're looking at your business structure, even if you're a ministry, let me say something to the ministries. Ministries kind of, I think that there's this misconception that you're not really should wire yourself in terms of some of the business structures or business, I want to say foundations is probably a better word. You need to set up your ministry with a strong business foundation. You need a strong business model. That's important. I know that, you know, God is calling you to be in some ministry that you're setting up. Maybe it's women's ministry, maybe it's youth, maybe it's, you know, whatever that ministry is, but it should have a strong business model. Does it work? Will people give into that ministry for it to become sustainable and viable? Because there has to be money to keep it going. If there isn't, then you're not in business, because even though it's a ministry, it is a business. A ministry is not excluded from being a business and having to function and having to fulfill the requirements of the laws within the county, state, federal government, you know, city, all of that. You have to fulfill those requirements. So make sure that that's right. And then, yes, you need a business plan.
Business plan. It's very important to have.
You need a ministry business plan. for your business. And so that means mission statement, vision statement, objectives. That means keys to success, and not just I'm going to pray every day and God's going to bless it. No, God blesses. It says faith without works is dead. So which means that you're working with your faith to move that ministry forward. And so those are very practical things. And God is also a very practical God. He's not like this, you know, eerie kind of, you know, he's practical. He gives us real things to do. It's kind of like, you know, your body needs food to function. If you don't eat food and you keep not eating food because you're believing God is going to sustain your body, you're going to die.
Well, one thing also, that God is a God of order. So if you now found specific protocols, you're out of order, and God is not going to bless something
absolutely.
That's not in order.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so that means that you have to follow the protocols that are set forth within your city, county, state, federal government, so you can function properly. So that's very important. And that business plan is important. You need, you know, if you're a nonprofit, so you're gonna be looking at, you know, how are you gonna raise money? Is that fundraising? Is that grant writing? Is that, you know, are you an ongoing ministry or business? Do you have any surplus? You'll start looking at those sorts of things. Who's on your management team? Who's that? And please, and I know this is probably not gonna go over well, but nepotism is a huge, huge problem. In ministries, and sometimes you can't always work with your family, you can't always work with your friends, but you need to work with skilled laborers. The Bible talks about skilled laborers. When Moses was building the tabernacle, God said, get skilled laborers. He didn't say, go get your cousins, go get your friends, go. He said, get skilled laborers.
He said, I appointed certain people with skills to get this accomplished. And he point out the people they are assigned and given those gifts. So we need to find those people that have the actual gifts that can really help you and make you grow and support you to what you are trying to accomplish.
Right. And if we begin to really get the people in the right places, and we know that volunteer is important in any nonprofit, whether it's a faith-based nonprofit or a public nonprofit, you know, there's a heavy reliance on volunteering. And we get that. But Your core organization should have your chief financial officer should be skilled. You know, your COO should be skilled. Your managers should be skilled in the disciplines, in the areas that you need. If you want to groom family members, if you want to groom them into, put them through some education, let them get certifications, put them through college. It is important. It is, you know, the Bible says to study to show yourself approved. And that's not just knowing the word of God. That means knowing what your station is in this life, the things that you need to study to show yourself approved so you have opportunities that open doors, you know, that unlocks. It's a key for new opportunities. Keep those things in mind. This is Real Talk. This is Faith and Business on the Edge. We're going to go to a commercial break. AM 1100 KFAX. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, bridging a little bit of gap here.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We're just kind of trying to drill down. You know, it's so hard to drill down in a show that's only 1 hour. And I know that sometimes I say things that are little kind of in your face. Oh, I really didn't think about that. Well, the reason I do that is we have to really think about what we're doing as Christians with regards to our business. Because you're a Christian doesn't make your business a Christian. It makes it a business under the laws of the land. So you have to work it, or you have to be responsible for all of the requirements that go along with being in business, whether you're a social entrepreneurship, whether you're a serial entrepreneurship. And if you're a serial entrepreneurship, you absolutely get it. Lifestyle entrepreneurship. But we have to start stop thinking as Christians that I don't have to think like other mainstream businesses. That's just not the case. And that's why you find that you're struggling with sustainability, you're struggling with getting resources in, and so, you know, along with your prayers, you have to do the work that goes behind it. And that's very important. So in this segment, you know, I like to talk about the goodies that, you know, our power resources from power people, businesses, and ministries. And this is our goody segment. And we have Ruth Vanderson, who's been on the show as well. I want you to get to know these people. So you're going to hear from, you know, Frank Kinsella, pastor and coach Ida Hardy, Ruth Vanderstein from Financial Education Services, Maram Alawat with New York Life to get your life insurance, or maybe you need to get some, you know, retirement planning going. But you're going to hear from people who you're going to get to know on air, and they're trusted resources for you to do business with and for you to get some things done that you need to get done. And so we've got Ruth back, who I absolutely love with regards to financial education services, getting your credit restored, getting your financial picture looking the way that it needs to look. Ruth, so tell us a little bit about what you have for us today.
Okay, Margaret, thank you for having me on the show today. What I want to stress the most about credit is, you, if you have a corporation or an LLC, you can establish business credit that is completely separate from your personal credit. So you can have two streams of credit going, your personal credit and your business credit. So I can help you build your business credit completely on your corporation or your LLC. But the most important thing is, with your personal credit, if you have collections or you have those debts, even judgments, you can settle those debts. I can help guide you on how much to offer, how to talk to the collection companies. Let's get rid of those debts, because those are the things that are really weighing us down, and they're really heavy. And it does put a strain on us on running our businesses when we have these debts we need to take care of. We can even help with offering compromise if you're dealing with tax situations. So just call me. My number is 888-977-1222, or our website is www.fesexperts.com. So that's F as in Frank, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, experts, with an S, experts.com. I can help you get moving forward financially.
Now let me ask you this, Ruth, and you said LLCs and C corporations, and so there's a lot of nonprofits out there that are nonprofits, they're 501c3s. Now, can they also get, you know, they first have to set up as a corporation, so they can also participate in getting this credit?
They can start establishing credit under the tax ID number that's established for them.
Absolutely. That I wanted to make that clear, so the listeners, you know, don't feel like they're excluded from it, because with Faith, you know, Faith and Business on the Edge, you know, we're talking to an audience that are primarily probably ministries of some sort, nonprofit of some sort, or thinking that. And again, just because you're a Christian does not mean that you need to set up as a nonprofit. Really weigh that out and determine whether or not that's necessary. And if you're not sure, you can contact me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz, and we can talk about that, and we can kind of vet out whether or not that makes the best sense for you. It's not necessary for you to be a nonprofit if you should be a for-profit or flexible purpose corporation. Maybe that's what you need to be. So again, Ruth's number is 888-977-1222. Website, www.fesexperts.com. That's an S at the end, experts.com. Thank you so much, Ruth, for sharing that information. We're going to go to Frank really quick. So Frank, we want people to be in a happy place. We want them to either sell their home, buy their home. You're a man of God. You'll pray with them. You'll take that time with them. There's not a lot of, you know, I don't know how many real estate agents out there, brokers are Christians, but, you know, you're on the show, and we're letting people know that you'll be there for them.
I will be there for them. Like I said, I start with prayers every day, you know, when I go to an appointment. That's basically what I do. But if the people want to pray, that's great. I'll join them. Because even the Bible says when two or three gather together, I am in the midst. So if there's two or three of us praying, that means God is in the midst of the whole conversation, the whole prayer. So that's what helps us, and that's our faith that connects with God to make sure that you get the right home and the right location that you, it's needed for you. So the best way to reach me for a free consultation, it's 408-821-1291.
That's 408-821-1291. You won't be disappointed with Frank. Frank, again, is a pillar in the community. He's known by the public officials and figures. They have given him numerous awards. And so what I'm saying to you is that Frank is a safe place to do business with. Ruth is a safe person to do business with. She is absolutely phenomenal in helping you get in the right position. Say if you're trying to buy a house or a home, or you're trying to get a loan for your business, and you need to, and we have to look at your credit. We want to make sure that you are in the right position to be able to move forward. And that's what we're here for. Faith in Business on the Edge is about helping you getting your business, getting your personal situation in order so you can thrive. You want to be able to thrive in these in 2015 and moving forward as well. So what other goodies do I have for you? I have some great goodies. You have to get into some training. Take time. We go to church, and we'll be at church, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then some. But there's some other trainings that you have to get that is going to make you a titan in the kingdom of God, you know, in your business. And so if you're in business and you need training classes, and some of these training classes are absolutely free. The ones that I'm telling you about today are absolutely free. They are sponsored by the Employment Development Department. And so if you want this information, I'm going to mention this, but contact me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz, and we will get you a copy of what I'm looking here at here in the studio. So federal and state basic payroll tax seminars, and they have classes coming up in Oakland, San Jose, San Francisco, Salinas, Sonoma, and Stockton in the month of August and September. So if you are interested, let me know and we'll get that information to you. There's state labor law and payroll tax seminars. Now, this is state labor law. The first one was federal state basic payroll. Then we have the state labor law and payroll taxes classes coming up. And these classes are free. Concord, Fairfield, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, and Stockton. And then we have state payroll tax workshops, Modesto, San Francisco, and San Jose coming up in, well, the one in San Francisco, okay, that's coming up in September and October. Employee or independent contractor, this is a big one. Whether or not you should employ someone, should they be W-4 or 1099, there's some fine lines that you have to really be careful about. Contractor tax seminars, this is Oakland, San Francisco, and San Jose coming up in August. Oakland has passed, so you can't do that one. That was actually on my birthday, July 15th. So San Francisco and San Jose coming up, and then how to manage unemployment insurance costs, tax seminars. And that's going to be Oakland, San Francisco, and San Jose. Get a hold of these resources. It's so important. When we come back, we got a little bit more for you, and then we'll get to wrapping up and talking a little bit more about some other offers we have for you. AM 1100 KFAX. Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. I hope you're enjoying yourself. And I hope, you know what, let me thank our audience. You have been so responsive to this show. So let me just thank you. Can we thank them and can we applaud them for just being absolutely fantastic? I appreciate it so much that you are listening in, that you are commenting, you're connecting with us, you're connecting with our guests because you want to take it to another level. I want you to take it to another level. And we are going to put together some Faith and Business on the Edge workshops, seminars, events, just a lot of different things with the stations that we're on. We are on a few different stations, so you can connect with us in different areas. If you want to find out how to do that, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz and we'll let you know how you can connect with this particular show. And we kind of have them staggered out. So what you hear on this show today, you will hear a different show on the other station. So we want to make sure that you stay connected and we're getting you the resources that you need. I want you to win. I want you to be a successful king. And you have priestly duties, but you know what? You're more effective when you're successful in what you're doing. People want to listen to winners. People want to know what have you done. If you haven't done anything, then you know, it makes it a little bit more difficult to be influential. So you want to be an influencer. So just to give you a few more goodies, we're in our On the Edge Women in Business Club, clubbing around segment. And, you know, I like to make sure that we got you all your goodies. I have Ruth still on the line with me from Financial Education Services. I want you to make sure you give our audience your information, Ruth, one more time before we get you out of here. It is important for you to look at taking care of your credit, whether it's business situation, whether it's your personal credit for sure, because that can put you in a opportunity, you know, with her, and it may be minor. You know, I have a client that I'm working with. He has a credit score that's over 700, and we're pulling his credit report so Ruth can take a look at it to boost his credit score even more, because we're looking at getting a substantial business loan for him, and that's already a very good credit score. But we want to do everything we can to make sure that at the end of the day, he wins and that business is thriving and successful in Silicon Valley. So, Ruth, are you there?
I'm here. And I want to let the listeners know that a great credit score now is a 760. So there's a lot of ways to get to it. I can help you with it. My number is 888-977-1222. And watch the videos on my website. There's a lot of videos on how to take care of items on your credit, including business credit. The website is www.fesexperts.com. F is in Frank, E is in Edward, S is in Sam, experts with an S.com.
Now, Ruth, just to be clear, if they don't have a great credit score, it impacts even if they're buying a house. So Frank's here, and he's like, maybe he has a customer that their credit score is not great. That impacts their purchasing power.
It does. And there's been a situation. I've worked with Frank so many times. I recommend him highly. Anybody that wants a good, honest real estate agent that knows what he's doing and he can take care of all your needs, you need to contact Frank. But if you've been in a short sale or a foreclosure situation or you've had a second released on your home, you need to contact Frank, because there's things that come up where you are going to have to pay that debt if you don't get those debts settled. So Frank can walk you through it, or you can call me. I'll connect you to Frank. But those are very important things happening in today's market.
Thank you so much. And that's a great, great endorsement that Ruth has given. She's just a wonderful professional, and you have skilled professionals here working with you. So don't wait, don't delay. Get your credit information in order. Whatever you're trying to do, this is a great time and great folks that can help you get yourself in order, all of it in order. We can pray and be great and our finances look like a hot mess. And so that's not okay. That's not okay. Frank, give your information one more time. And I got a special offer for our audience out there. I want to bless them and see if we can put them in a situation to get some other educational stuff.
My phone number is 408-821-1291. My website is really simple. It's fccrealty@gmail.com. So that's the best way. They can also go on the website to get my contact information. But the best way to just call me, 408-821-1291.
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to give you an opportunity. It doesn't matter whatever county that you're in the Silicon Nine Bay Area counties, if you want an assessment, a complimentary assessment with regards to your business or ministry, and when I say business and ministry, your ministry is a business. So when I say business and ministry, I'm saying for-profit and non-profit, but they're all businesses. If you want a complimentary assessment, contact me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz, and I will go through I will do an assessment on your business, and if whatever that assessment produces, I will let you know whether or not you are a candidate to get some assistance from the Small Business Development Center in specific areas that can help you move your business forward and ministry. This is open to, these resources from the public are not just for-profit businesses. They are for social entrepreneurships as well. And you miss out on getting resources that can help you because you don't know that you can access them. So I'm letting you know, contact me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz. I will do an assessment and then give you some recommendations as a result of what I find. So that's one. Also,
Margaret, before you go any further, does that assessment include if somebody's thinking of starting a business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're thinking about starting a business and you don't know what kind of structure you should set up, definitely contact me, faith@businessontheedge.biz, and we will get you assessed and give you some recommendations from there. Before we go to a break, we have our new podcast, Podbean, and you can find us on iTunes. For anyone out there that subscribes to that podcast, and that's $9.99 a month, there's a lot of training out there. We continue to put new podcasts out there every single week, and that's from some of our shows, from both of our platforms, from Money 2.0 to Faith and Business on the Edge, to our high profile guests, to trainings. We're trying to help you for the long haul. If you subscribe, we're going to give you a free complimentary membership in the On the Edge Women in Business Club, and that includes men. We have a networking component for you guys. And I'm going to go as far to say, if you don't find that podcast that we have out there, all of the podcasting, beneficial to you, you can end your subscription, and we will allow you to keep your membership in the On the Edge Women in Business Club, including the networking component that we have there for men. So it just doesn't get any better than that. I'm trying to help somebody. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. It has been some kind of show today, but I love it. I love it. I love the real. This is real TV, real radio. We are real. We are really real. We're trying to help somebody. So again, if you are in business of any kind, make sure you get that business plan done. Make sure your business model is solid. Make sure you get some assessment and take advantage of the resources that are out there for you. And do the work. Do the work. The Bible says, diligence and determination has its rewards in the book of Proverbs. And that means work. And it means that those rewards are financial rewards. But it's the diligent. It's the faithful. It is the one that's determined that's going to get the rewards. And we have to get it in. And so if you want to see some successes in your business, in the areas that you want to grow financially, you want to be a benefit to your community, you want your products and services to be bought, then you have to do the work, and there's real work. So remember that business plan, the mission statement, the objectives, the keys to success, your company summary, services, your market analysis. Yes, if you are a faith-based ministry, you have a market that you minister to. Not everyone's going to come to your ministry. So what you have to find is who your market, who comes to your ministry, who wants to listen to you speak, who wants to listen to your ministry. And you have to find out who that is. That's so important. Go ahead, Frank. I see you want to
Well, no, I was going to say that you need to surround yourself with good counseling. And it's biblical that if you have good counseling around you, you will succeed. If you don't have anyone to counsel you, everything will fall apart.
Right.
So you need to have just the faith in God alone. It's great. But you also have counselors. They are faith-based. They can also give you the advice and keep you on track on what you need to do. So like the business plan, it's the beginning.
It's the beginning.
To put it in place.
It's the beginning.
But you have to have the counselors
that
support you in your vision and also have the faith to stick with you.
That's right, because you're going to need faith to stick with you. And this is not just human faith. You really have to know that God wants you to do what you're doing in business because it is going to challenge you. You're going to have hurdles and you're going to pray prayers like, God, did you really tell me to do this? You know, are you really in this? And you know, so we all go through that. But, you know, you have strategies. God is a strategist. You have, if you're selling something, you have sales programs. And ministries sell stuff. Nonprofits sell stuff. That just means that your money's going back into your nonprofit to help it continue to run and operate. You got your web plans. You got mobile plans. You got financial plans, which is a huge deal. Mm-hmm. Your financial plans and break-even analysis. Oh, gosh, and your SWOT analysis, you know, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. You have to think about these things. You have to critically think about these things. And Albert Einstein said this. He said, critical thinking is hard work. That's why so few people do it.
That's right. It is hard work when you do all the critical thinking to make sure it goes, you know, smooth. And people don't see the backseat, what you have done in the background to make sure that everything flows properly.
Absolutely. We have to critical think as Christians. And Christians, it seems like there's more Christians that don't want to critical think. You need to critical think. You want to look at your cash flows and profit and losses, balance sheets and things like that. So I am here for you. If you want to be assessed, connect with me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz. If you want to get that podcast, that is, you can go to our website for that, www.businessontheedge.biz, and we'll have a button out there for you to click. And when you register, we will get you registered up for the club, and that is an annual membership. And hopefully, you will enjoy the podcast. I don't think you will be disappointed. We have podcasts out there, Women in the Workplace, and we've got podcasts out there with Ernst & Young. We've got podcasts out there with regards to, you know, your business plan, you know, Ruth's out there. So much is out there for you to be blessed. And it is only $9.99 a month. And if you don't have $9.99 a month of invest in your business, that's a concern. You need to come talk to me. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Have a blessed weekend.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge, here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.